And it scared the children, and it scared the Muppets. And so they say, you can't do that, you know, have your toaster, ha! Like that. And they go, oh, you know, Mr. Reverend Hooper, and you're scaring the children. And then Elmo would come on and explain, say, you know, Mr. Hooper's just full of the spirit. And he'd explain gifts of the spirit to children. And, but, you know, then it changed, and then say, well, let's just have this elderly man who repairs toasters. And then children will say, hey, that's a life choice. I could do that. Or I could live in a garbage can. Or I don't know, what are the other characters? I don't know. Are they working? I think they are. They look like, you know what they look to me like, all the other adults on Sesame Street? I would look at them and go, you're educators. I feel like you look to me like early education educators. I don't know if that's accurate, and I don't know. I've never, at that point, I'd never been to Brooklyn or anything. Like, so I didn't know, right? And I'd never seen a brownstone. I didn't know people lived in them. And I don't know that they do, because they don't show any interiors, do they? Except for Bert and Ernie's place, which is, am I wrong, or is it huge for a Brooklyn apartment? But they mainly, everybody's out on the steps like it's perpetually summer. And I guess sometimes they would do a seasonal thing. And but Big Bird blows an opportunity to leave for half the year. Say, oh, yeah, it's in my contract. I think Big Bird would not be hanging around in winter. And you say, oh, that might be a good point. Yeah, he's not going to be. But what if he's like one of those city birds that just lives in the, you know, eats little seed and then lives in a garage or something? I don't think he is one of those. I think he might migrate. So maybe he's just on half the year. And then they have a special winter, little penguin friend or something that comes on in the winter. And I don't know how they'd work that. Maybe it's not a real penguin. It's one of those things you hold on to when you're learning to ice skate that's shaped like a penguin. Does that ring any bells? So you're learning to ice skate, and they give you a walker, and it's shaped like a penguin sometimes. I've had one as an adult because I can't ice skate. And there's video of me ice skating not too long ago, about 10 years ago. And I think I crashed into children. And that's my roller skating technique too. So I don't really do that stuff anymore. But and also, could you imagine skating? I know some of you have skated on actual frozen lakes and fallen in and perished and died and then been resurrected and then have contacted me and say, I really enjoy your show and I appreciate that so much. You know, I appreciate that, especially coming from the frozen dead. You know, that's the most important thing. I have moved you. You rail. I bet you don't even write public figures. I'm not really a public figure. That's why you have to write me. I always ask for it. I don't think a lot of, like, real broadcasters don't go, hey, y'all aren't writing me. Because they don't. They're scared of you. But this is different. You're scared of me. So you're locked in here with me. I'm Rorschach. That's a Rorschach test, how you see that character, isn't it?
Oh, he seems like a good guy.
The idea, though, that we have been brought together by fate here in this flesh prison, and there is no other confused, frightened, partially conscious entity that I would rather be sharing this confusing, horrifying limbo with than you. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think we all crave another Mr. Rogers. I think we don't crave anybody who's cynical or crusty necessarily. That I don't think that moves anybody. You know what I mean? Like, if it's like Mr. Rogers, but he's also like, you know, I hate people with pork pie hats. I don't think that's great. But then the other thing is like, well, you know, moral role models that are naive or silly too. So, you know, what's something that we could really, here, I'm going to propose something. No one person. You are the Mr. Rogers that you're looking for. You can adjust that within yourself. You can see the world in a generous way, a more, you don't have to tell anybody that you've been naive or caring, or you don't have to tell anybody, but you can like gentle up inside a little bit sometimes. You know, you can be, say, you know what, I'm going to re-naive. I know that sounds strange, but I'm going to stop expecting the worst from some. And I'm not talking strangers, you know, just this is like more like your dry cleaner. Because I don't know what to make of strangers or celebrities or politicians or anything. But I do crave better interactions with live human beings. And they're fine now, but I think they could be even better. It's such a short, strange life. And oh, I know that you, like I, must just absolutely crave that kind of connection with other humans to know that, yes, what you're going through is what they're going through. In many ways, we all share the same fears and confusions and shortcomings and all that kind of things. And some of us have them just in abundance, the shortcomings. So blessed with shortcomings and faults, some of you. Isn't it wonderful?
No, I don't know.
Who knows? Nobody's perfect and everybody's perfect. That'd be frightening to say, oh, no one's perfect. And then God said, yes, everyone is. Now what? You go, oh, but they contain, oh, you got to think about things now. What if you can't do anything about the mistakes? Oh, my goodness. Well, you can listen to Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County. And online, WFMU.org, worldwide, Rockland County, New York City, did I say that? And online, WFMU.org, worldwide. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again next week.
Jesus teaches that we are where we know we ought to be.
before, and I need a little something more. Yeah, that someone, yeah. I'm hoping that it's you. Maybe I'm hoping that it's you.
Cadillac, 8, 9 niggas blowing weed in my Cadillac, 57 niggas getting high in my Cadillac, 12, 13 niggas won't fit. Baby, I laughed and cried and thought it over. Now I realize that it's never over, only set aside.
She is so beautiful, man, and I just want her back. Sweet. I know what you're saying, that's me, cause you know I miss my baby, boo.
You know what I'm saying, I really miss my girl, she's sweet as candy, man.
Hey, yo, man, you can buy some candy when this track over, but your kid got his girl. And hey, your kid, won't you tell him what I'm talking about?
It's you, sweet baby, I will never be free from your embrace. Sweet baby, I will always be captured by your smile, sweet baby. All the way has such a long hollow to climb, sweet baby. I will always be right there by your side, sweet baby. I will never be free from your embrace, sweet baby. I will always be captured by your smile.
Thank you. We'll be right back. I'm giving. I'm all about love. Love is what I'm missing.
Can you see what you mean to me, boy?
Can you tell by the look that's in my eyes? You're constantly the one I want to be with. Loving you is always on my mind.
You got away, you got away, I got away. were born with UMFU Mount Hope. New York City and Rockin' County at 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org. Thank you for listening. And have a blessed evening.
Have a blessed evening.
Have gone astray. I want to welcome you to the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. If you are tired and weary, a little worn, you might find something in this broadcast to help you on your way.